Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What You Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori Amin, will interview published authors to chat about their work, journey to getting published, and their book recommendations. If you share a passion for books and are always looking for your next read, then join us. Welcome to the What You Read Next podcast. Today's guest is Jay Daniels. Jay is one of my autobiographical romance authors. I absolutely adore her Alabama Secrets and Sweet Addiction series, which are a great series to binge on. There's plenty of steam, plenty of romance, plenty of drama, and it's so good. Her latest series, Dirty Deeds, released its latest book, which is Down to Deep, which was so good. It was a 5-star read for me. So if you want to pick a really good book about single parent trope, lots of steam, lots of romance, and a little bit of slow burn, pick Down to Deep. In this episode, we chat about her writing process, her journey to publishing, and finally a round of book recommendations. Now let's get to the show. Hi, Jay. Welcome to What To Read Next podcast.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
Good. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a wife and mom of twins. So if anybody has read Down Too Deep yet, or if you've read Four Letter Word and you're introduced to Jenna's twins, there's my little inspiration right there. I decided I've been wanting to write twins for a while. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to put them in the series. My twins are 13 and I do have a boy and a girl like Jenna has. Mm-hmm. I grew up in Baltimore. I still live in Baltimore. I've always lived on the East Coast. I've lived in other states, but Maryland is my home. I have family here. So, yeah, as long as my family's here, I will probably stay here. I'm very close with my family. I have been married about 17 years. It'll be 17 years in January. Thank you very much. And I just had a birthday. I'm 36. And aside from writing, I'm also an X-ray tech. So that's my job. I don't ever like looking at writing as my job because it's such a passion of mine. And that's where I create. And that's kind of where I unplug. Mm-hmm. So I still do X-ray. I'm PRN. I make my own schedule. So I work about a couple days a month.
That's amazing. So you get a little bit of both. You get a career and you get your passion and you don't have to compromise both.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And I still enjoy X-ray. Like, when I got more into writing full time and after I published, I had been working full time. And so I cut back my hours. But I would never want to stop doing that. I still really enjoy doing that. And so it's nice to also have that break and go do X-ray. And then when I come back to writing, I'm like, oh, I missed this.
Yes. The card grows fonder,
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. So what inspired you to become a writer?
I've always written. I've created in some way ever since I was little. I would do short stories when I was in elementary school. And I always enjoyed that, using my imagination that way. As I grew up though, like when I was in high school and college, I feel like school almost spoiled writing for me a little bit because, you know, you're always given these book report assignments and stuff like that to where I'm just like, oh, I don't want to do any writing aside, like outside of my schoolwork, you know, because that was just so demanding. And then, once I started reading romance, I wanted to write romance and, it became this outlet for me that I started kind of getting back to creating in 2012, and I fell in love with it. I missed it, and I remembered how much I enjoyed creating that way when I was younger, so I feel like just reading romance was what really inspired me to actually write romance. I mean, I do read other genres, but I just kind of, dabbled in it a little bit. And then it really became such a passion that I couldn't stop doing it.
I love it. I love that reading inspired you to write and hopefully make you a better writer because of it.
Yes. Yeah. And I always, if I'm on a deadline, I still read, but I will reread. I won't get into something new because I'll get so involved in that story that I'll forget about writing. But I reread a lot of my favorite books and stuff if I'm on a deadline. And then when I'm done a deadline, I always like binge read. Like I'll look, okay, what came out the past couple months, and I'll binge read all the books that I missed. So.
Oh, that's amazing. I love about romance is that you can binge read books and you're just you just dive into that. You're like, I can read it in a day, and it's so great. I love romance.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So you're a published author of multiple books. What was your journey like to get your first book published?
You know, like when I first wrote my first book, Sweet Addiction, I wrote it in 2012, and I sat on it for at least 6 months. I didn't do anything with it. All I did was reread it. And I didn't really know what I could do with it. I wasn't really familiar with self-publishing, but I started reading a few self-published authors around the time while I was writing Sweet Addiction. And I decided to reach out to a couple of them. And I just said, you know, hey, if you have the time, could you just explain your process for me? I don't really know what I'm supposed to do from here. And they were so kind to just, I mean, a couple of them actually offered to read Sweet Addiction for me. And because I was like, look, just tell me if it's complete garbage that I won't do anything with it. I don't know if anyone else would like to read this. And if anyone would like to read it, then I'd like to know how I can make that happen. I just don't know what to do. And so I was just so lucky to have a couple authors that really helped direct me. And I mean, they told me, you know, it was so in that draft period where it wasn't even edited. So they're like, you absolutely need to get it edited. And then you have to get it formatted, and just, you want to think about what kind of cover you want. And, it probably took close to a year to kind of get everything perfect in the way I really wanted it before. And then I think I still hesitated a good month before I published it in May of 2014. I was just like, you know, I was so nervous. I was just like, I don't know what I want to do. I don't know if I want to do this. And, you know, what if everyone hates it? And then I just decided, you know what, I enjoy this story so much, and I love these characters so much. And if just one other person wants to read this and enjoys it, then that's why I'm putting this out there. And I published, and I'll never forget it. I had 8 people download my book on the day I hit publish. And there's 8 people. I was so excited and just the happiest. Like I was just like floating on a cloud. I just wanted to find them and hug them and thank them for reading it. And I feel like now that's why I'll occasionally get emails or private messages from writers, and they're like, I just wrote my first book and I don't really know what to do. And I try so hard to make sure I find those messages and respond, because that was such, you know, that was something that I had, you know, and if I wouldn't have had that, I don't know where I would be. I would not be here. So I'm so grateful for the authors that took the time to help me, that I'm always like, let me tell you what you need to do. Like, you know, and that's really kind of how it all started. And once I put that book out there, then it was like, then people were like, oh my gosh, you have to continue. Like, what else happens? What's going on now? You have to do another one. So then I was like, well, now I guess I have to keep writing.
Yeah. I think that's the thing about romance. It's like, once you have a book, you're like, where's this next book in the series? You just like,
right. Yeah. I hadn't even considered continuing on with that series. I was like, I ended it. Like, you know, it was happily ever after. And then I was like, okay, wait a minute. Like, so what else could I possibly do with this group of people that I love so much now? You know, they're like family to me. Let me see what else I can do. And so a lot of stuff that I write now, I feel like is a lot of demand from my readers. They're like, please give so-and-so a book. And I'm like, and then I'll consider it. And I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I think I will give them a book. Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, I've been reading your books, and it's like, I think I discovered you in 2016, and I binge read pretty much everything that you had, and I was like, what's the next book? And so the journey just came up, and it was like, I had to wait a year. I was like, why do I have to wait a year for this book? So, but I'm glad that you're a prolific writer, and you definitely polished great books.
Oh, thank you so much.
So do you follow an outline, or do you see where the story leads you?
I do a little bit of both. I loosely outline, so I don't really outline chapter by chapter. I can't do that because I don't really know where the story is going to take me. Mm-hmm. But what I will do is if there's something important that I need to remember, my memory is terrible. So I write everything down that like if I need something to happen later on in the story, or something that's going to happen is due to this one thing that I mentioned, I make sure I write all that stuff down. That way I don't forget it. Mm-hmm. And I have notebooks for all of that. I have big notebooks for like each of my series. And then I'll have like little smaller notebooks that I have, like that's more for each book. And I will have like quotes in there. If I think of a certain dialogue, you know, a line that I really want, you know, so-and-so to say, and I don't want to forget it, I'll put that in there, or just really something important that I really need to remember towards the end of the story. Or I might say, you know, make sure you bring this back up because this is an issue or whatever. So yeah, I definitely don't, I'm not really strict with my outline because I can't tell you how many stories I've started to where, you know, I'll think it's going one way. And then halfway through the story, I'm like, wow, I was not expecting to be here. So mm-hmm. I really let the characters lead me as much as I'm leading them. Mm-hmm. And, which makes it very exciting. And for me, because I really don't know, like, it's like, I know how they're going to end, but I have no idea how we're going to get there. So
I love it. I think it makes it the whole process. It helps you uncover. And as a reader, it's an exciting process because we know there's romance that is going to be happily ever after or happily for now, but you just don't know what the process, what the angst, what the communications and miscommunications, all those different pieces that come together in the story. And that's where we go back and keep reading that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you share your work along the way or do you wait until it's complete for others to read?
It depends. And it's funny because with my Dirty Deeds series, I wrote them completely. Like I finished the books and then I would have somebody read it. But with all my other series, I have had one person in particular she's been with me from the beginning. She read Sweet Addiction and then messaged me, and she has just been my go-to since then. And it's like she knows my characters almost as much as I do. Mm. And so with my Alabama series and with my Sweet Addiction series, she actually reads them chapter by chapter, or like I'll send her like three chapters together or something like that. And I get her feedback along the way. And she has been so helpful in terms of even like small details that I will, you know, like let's say this character has had blue eyes the entire book, and then for some reason in one chapter I decide to say he has green eyes, and she's like, wait a minute. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, you're so right. Yes. Like, you know, just little things like that, that she picks up that I completely, cause I'm so into what's happening in the story that I'll overlook. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, when I started writing Four Letter Word, I think I wanted to surprise her because this series is written very different from my other two. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted her to experience it completed and almost like solely as just like a reader for me. Mm-hmm. And so I did that with Four Letter Word. And then because I did it with Four Letter Word, I just stuck with it for the rest of the series. And we joke about, when I talk to her now, we joke about how I don't know why I do that with that series and not with my other ones. Because it's very comforting for me to share with her chapter by chapter and stuff. Like she's like my little motivator and she encourages me and stuff. Cause you know, I do have those moments where I'm like, this is complete trash. I just want to scrap everything. And she's like, wait a minute, you know? So it really depends on what book I'm writing. And I think that as I write more and as I put out some standalones, I'm probably going to have her guiding me and with me through it, but I'll just have to see. Yeah. I don't know. Like, you know, when I write more of like the Alabama series, she'll be with me with that one. I feel like she's living in that land with me almost.
I love it. And I'm loving the mention of the Alabama series. So there might be some future books in that series.
Oh, the last book in that series is the book I'm working on right now. And it's, I know, I hate actually saying it's the last book in that series, but when I also throw in the fact that, you know, once I complete the series, then I will move on to the kids getting their series. And everybody has been pushing for Nolan and for all my little, you know, children in that series to grow up and actually have their own stories. And they are, but I have to finish the adults first. You know what I mean? I have to finish all the parents first. So, so I'm working on the last book in that series now. And, once that's out, then I can kind of get into the kids books and just, I'm very excited for those. Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited for a spinoff.
Those are And it'll be nice because it'll be another series where people can, they don't necessarily have to read, you know, the Alabama series. They can, mm-hmm. they can start with this one if they want. Or, so if I have new readers, it's not like, no, you don't have to binge read 7 books or whatever. You can just start here. But for those of us who have been with me, you know, since Where I Belong and since that first book, and they know Nolan so well, and they're just like, you know, he's the one. I mean, when I wrote Where I Belong, I had people messaging me, please tell me he will eventually get a book, because he's just, I'm in love with him. I need him to grow up and just, he's just so, you know, sweet. And I totally get that. And I knew all along that I would do that. And, so I'm very excited for that. So that's all coming in 2020. So
awesome. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm excited. You just gave me some more news. So let's talk about the Dirty Boots series. What was the source of inspiration for this series?
You know, I don't know. The whole actual inspiration for Four Letter Word was, I had a dream about a hero being involved in porn, mm-hmm. but he had like a reason to do it. It wasn't just like, oh, he's a porn star because he wants to be a porn star. And the dream was so vague that I didn't know why he was doing porn. I just knew he was doing it. And he felt he had this guilt he was carrying around with him. Mm-hmm. And, that was it for how I kind of envisioned this, you know, the start of this book. And then I started thinking about, okay, well, how is like the heroine going to come in here? And I remember, I had a friend tell me this story about how she accidentally called up somebody, you know, she had this wrong number situation where she yelled at somebody over the phone, and then she found out that it was the wrong number and she felt terrible. And I thought, mm-hmm. oh my God, like, can I use that, please? Like, I think that would be just so fantastic. Because like, I've never had that happen, but I can only imagine how mortifying that would be. Mm-hmm. And also like to look back on, like, if you do end up actually developing some sort of relationship with the person you accidentally call, to be able to say, oh my gosh, do you remember when I cussed you out? Like, when I didn't know who you were. And, so that's how that story developed. And I've grown up on the East Coast. I love going to the beach. I vacation at the beach every year with my family. I love North Carolina. I would move there in a second. Mm-hmm. So I knew, I was like, I really want this series to be in North Carolina. I really want this to be a beach series. And, you know, let's have the guys work at a surf shop. Let's have, like, you know, let's have them be surfers. And I hadn't done that yet. And so that's really kind of where that came from. I mean, my love of the beach, and just, I have so many memories there. And, it all came together, and I feel like it all came together in a weekend. Like, I thought about Four Letter Word, and then I was like, okay, well, where is this going to happen? What's going on? What are going to be their jobs and stuff like that? And of course I made the heroine in that book, I made her an X-ray tech, and I was like, well, I haven't done that yet. I'm going to have somebody do my occupation, because I just thought that would be fun. And, so that's kind of where it all came to me. And then I didn't even think about the next books in the series until I was writing, like, I was on that current book. So, like, I didn't think about Hit the Spot until I was writing Four Letter Word and so on. I knew who was going to end up with who, but I didn't even consider their storylines. I was like, nope, I'm just going to focus on this couple, and we'll see how I set up these other characters and then kind of go from there. So,
yeah, I love it. I felt like Down GD, which is the last book of the series, I felt like I was waiting for that book since book one.
Yeah.
I saw it coming, and I was like, this is happening. This couple is happening. And I was like, I had to wait to book four. Yeah.
So. Well, I think a lot of people fell in love with those twins when I introduced them in Four Letter Word, and they were like, oh my gosh. And, you know, and because they did have a good amount of dialogue in Four Letter Word. And then, you know, knowing a little bit about what happened with Nathan, we get introduced to his character, and people were like, I don't think I leaked who that him and Jenna would end up together. I knew creating Jenna that she was going to be for Nate. I never imagined her with anyone else. But, you know, I think it was just like everybody was like, please tell me you're going to do something with Nathan. Like, I need to know what's going on with him. He's just so broken. And we need to find out what happens. He needs help. And I of course, I'm like, yeah, I wish I could jump to writing that book now, you know, because I had been looking forward to writing the story. So probably as much as my readers were.
So I got a question, because you write children, you were inspired by your twins and this book. How difficult was it to write children's in the book?
You know, children are not difficult for me at all. They're the easiest for me to write. And I think it's just because they're so honest and raw, and there's no like trying to decipher what they mean. It's like whatever they say is how they're feeling. And adults aren't like that. So I actually have more difficulty writing adult dialogue sometimes, because I'm like, no, obviously they wouldn't just flat out say that, because we're not that honest and we're not just going to pour our feelings out like that because we have all these insecurities. And I feel like children are just not like that. And so this book, Down to Deep, really has the most children dialogue than any other book I've ever written. And I didn't find that I was having difficulty with it. And in fact, I wanted to give them more dialogue. And I feel like I eventually had to really shave down scenes, because I was just kind of veering off track, because I just wanted them to keep talking and feeling. And they stole my heart. And I just am in this, I don't know. It's just, I'm so happy writing children. And, it's like when I started with Nolan and the Alabama series, I was like, oh my gosh, I love doing this. I love giving them this voice. And, it was especially, just special for me writing Down Too Deep and having the twins and having them be a little bit older to the point where they could really express themselves, and have it be almost shocking with some of the things they would say, in terms of how they were feeling and how sensitive they were about, different things. And just, it's so raw, like just listening to them. And it's just, yeah. So to me, children are much easier than adults. Adults trick me up sometimes.
Interesting. So yeah. In Down to Deep, Nate experiences grief over the sudden loss of his wife. What was this important in this book? Because we dealt with grief in different ways.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, I really wanted to make sure I explained his absence in his daughter's life. I mean, we're talking 2 years that he really did nothing with her. And I feel like as a reader, that's a little hard to swallow sometimes, because I feel like when you're outside of it, you're like, that's unacceptable. Like, where have you been? Like, that's your only child. Like, she lost her mother. Like, what are you doing? You know? And I just really needed to explain that and have us, because I knew it would be hard to sympathize with, and with his dream that he has about his wife and the regret that he holds on to involving his wife and, involving his absence in Marley's life. I feel like it would help readers connect more with him. And, you know, I mean, even toward, you know, throughout the book, he carries it. And it's just, I think that also is behind his drive to be a father to Marley and to want to know her. And he just doesn't know how. And a lot of that regret is just something that he, you know, he's just trying to make up for all this lost time. And I wanted it to be something that readers could sympathize with and be like, okay, like this is, you know, look, he's obviously struggling and he has been struggling, but we're talking 2 years here. Like, what he couldn't, you know, kind of step outside of his grief and really take care of his daughter and what's going on with that. And, so I needed to explain that absence. And I just felt like even as the story kind of comes and to an end, I felt like, you know, this is something that I wanted him, I almost didn't want him to let go of this grief because and this regret, because I thought that, you know, sometimes it might be important for us to remember what we've been through and the mistakes we've made, to keep being the person that we want ourselves to be. And, you know, I think in his mind, he knew the kind of father he wanted to be. And I think that's maybe one of the reasons why he becomes so, him and Marley, you know, connect so much and so beautifully in this story. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that he doesn't forget about what has happened and what his responsibility in it.
Yeah, that was really powerful. I felt that the journey was so powerful, and the way that it wasn't done, it wasn't like we ripped the band-aid and we're done. No, it was like, it was a process. Like, it took
exactly
time. And I think it just reflects what happens. Like, grief is not something that just, you get over it overnight.
So, and that's what, you know, a lot of it in the beginning was just having readers connect with him and sympathize with it. And then I was like, you know, and I'm just gonna, this is really his driving force, and I don't want him to forget and think, especially like towards the end when he has this special bond with Marley, and it's just something that he can't even imagine not having that anymore. Mm-hmm. And going back to the way it used to be. And so, yeah.
I love the epilogue. It was epic.
Oh, me too.
So, I love it. I love that we got to see things from Four Letter Word into this book. So I really love this book. I give it 5 stars.
Thank you so much. It was sad. It's sad to think that this was my end, you know, that this is, I was saying goodbye to these characters, but I felt this book was just such a different experience writing this story than the previous three. And it was so, so special to me that I'm so happy that we waited for Nate and Jenna's story for the fourth and final book. Because I can't imagine it ending any other way. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy with how everything came together at the end. And, so even I'm like equally sad about saying goodbye, but then I'm just so happy with how everything is concluded, you know?
Yes. I'm sad that it's over, but it was a great series.
Yes, exactly.
Now let's go to a round of book recommendations. This is an opportunity for you to share with our readers on what they should read next. So what is your favorite genre?
I have two. I'm a big fantasy reader, and I was actually reading fantasy before I got into romance, and I still love fantasy. And so it would be fantasy and romance for me. And I love when the two come together. That's like my sweet spot.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
You know, so I probably read more romance now than fantasy. But I think my love for reading began with fantasy.
I love it. Who is your favorite author?
This is the worst question. It's like, that is so difficult. But I feel like if I have to narrow down to one author, because one of my all-time favorite series, and it's probably the top series for me, and it's one I recommend to people who enjoy fantasy, is the Infernal Devices series by Cassandra Clare. So I'm going to say that she is my favorite author for that reason. I have reread that series so many times. And other series by her. And so that is who I'm just, I don't think it's possible for me to actually pick a favorite romance author. Mm-hmm. I think I would have to give you top five. So okay. I'm just going to go with fantasy, and that's who I'm going to say.
Okay. I love it. What are your top three favorite books of all time?
So the Infernal Devices series, which is, I understand that is three books itself, but I'm just going to say that one because I can't leave that out of that category. Mm-hmm. Because it's so special to me. And, Six of Crows is probably top three books for me. And then in terms of romance, I feel like Archer's Voice by Mia Sheridan. It's one that I will go back. I probably have not reread it as much as I've reread some other romance books. However, it's so special to me and different. And I just, every time I do read it, I almost feel like I'm reading it for the first time. And I have so much love for that book that I feel like that is definitely way up at the top for me. And it's one that I would recommend to someone who It's one of the first books that comes to mind when people ask me for a book recommendation. And most people have read it by now, but I'm always happy if I find someone who hasn't read it, because I'm like, oh my gosh, let me hand you my copy.
So I have not read it. I actually own the Kindle version. So
you need to do that before the end of the year. You have got to read it.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's beautifully written. It's such an amazing story. Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, I'll put it in my TBR. It's going to be for next month. So what has been a book that you read this year that you love?
So the books that I've read this year and loved, because I've been on such crazy deadlines this year, they were books that I think came out. I know one for sure came out in 2018, and I'm not sure. I have another one that I'm not sure when that came out. The Chase by L. Kennedy, I'm 99% sure that came out in 2018, but I did not read it until this year. Okay. It was on my Kindle waiting for me, but I was not allowed to open it because I knew I would get, I love her stories and I tend to just forget about life in general when I'm reading her. So I knew I would forget about my book and never finish that deadline. So that one I love. And I'm really enjoying that series. She just had the latest one released this week. And again, I'm waiting to read it. and then I picked up The Slam by Haley, I think it's Lovell. I'm not really sure how you say her last name. I don't know when this book came out. I want to say it was a couple years ago, but I really enjoyed that story. And it just popped up as like a recommendation for me on Amazon. Mm. And I read the blurb and I was like, you know what, I'm going to go for it. And I really, really loved that story. So those would be two that if you haven't read yet, I would definitely recommend. But
yeah,
if you're like me, you're going to be reading them late anyway. So
yeah, so I read The Chase last year. I got the play, so I'm waiting to read it. I'm like, I want to savor it. So
yes, yeah,
so but I'm going to check out the other book. Like, that actually looks like a good book to read.
Yeah, definitely look into that one. I really enjoyed the writing style. It's funny. I tend to like a little, you know, some humor in my romance and novels. And I'm a big rom-com person. So, I mean, I like emotional reads also, but life can be a little emotional. So I like to do, rom-com more.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. So tell us where you can find you online.
So best bet is just to follow my website, authorjdaniels.com. There you can find, you can send me messages on there. You can find links to where I am on social media, Instagram. My favorite social media platform is Instagram. I tend to be on there the most. And that's at @authorjdaniels. So pop on there and say hi to me. I'll say hi to you. Yeah, definitely reach out if you've read me or if you want to read me. I love hearing from my readers. It's my absolute favorite thing. And I promise I will try to get to every single message I receive. I really, really do. I set aside my nights for that. So
I love it. Thank you, Jay, for being on the show.
Thank you so much. I really, really had a great time.
Thank you, Jay, for a great interview. For show notes of the list of books mentioned in this podcast, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.